I don't claim to be an expert on many things. You could fill an ocean with all the things that I don't know, which I suppose is a good thing because it helps keep me interested in waking up each day. But I just woke up from a very brief nap. And when I say brief, I think I gave myself 10 minutes of shut-eye. And what I want to know is, why is it that the best part of the sleep always seems to come in one of two ways? First way is when you know you don't have time to sleep at all. You try and catch, you know, just a few winks, or just before or just after the alarm goes off. You know, like you hit snooze and you get 30 seconds of something amazing, and then you wake up groggy and disturbed and wondering what the hell are you doing up, and who, what, why in the world would the universe decide to get us out of bed when you were just having such pleasant rest? The other thing about sleep that sort of occurs to me, I shouldn't say sort of occurs to me, but that bothers me, if you will, when you have an amazing dream and somebody or something wakes you up, you know, you have some sort of dream. It doesn't really matter what it is. You just know what I'm talking about. It's that amazing dream where you're doing something or experience something. Whatever it was you were doing in the dream, it was incredible and you were fully engaged and involved and you loved it. And then something wakes you up and you want to go right back to sleep because you're like, no, you know, I'm about to slay the dragon. I'm about to win the race. I'm about to, you know, fly. I'm about to go to the moon. I'm about to get the girl, whatever it is. And then you go back to sleep, but you never quite make it back and you have to start over. Ain't life a bitch that way? So I decided to try something new with this pseudo podcast or audio post, whatever you want to call it. I'm using my phone. In the past, I've been using my my old new laptop. My old new laptop, I should say. My laptop's a little over a year old, but it's the newest one in the house. But I found that I didn't like the quality. Speaking of which, the quality of the recordings. But speaking of the quality of the recordings, I found myself lately trying not to be intimidated, upset, or irritated that the quality of my podcast is not as good as some of the others out there. Some of you men and women, you boys and girls, are making me look bad because you've got professional grade, professional quality stuff going on. And I don't know how to do it. I got to learn. You know, I don't know if it's just not having the right equipment or software, but I'm lacking that. So I'm interested in upgrading there. You know, so I have some sort of introductory music and, you know, music that plays as an introduction, music that plays as we finish. It's sort of like a, you know, radio show. Not that I have to have it, but it would make it kind of cool. And I guess it's all tied in my head into trying to do the most effective job I can at telling a story. And when I think about telling a story, you know, I'm talking about a story, you know, with a beginning, a middle, and an end. That's something that's compelling, that's interesting, that keeps you listening. And that's, I think, one of my big complaints about some of the blog posts or podcasts that I come across, where it's pretty, it looks good, and it's laid out in a nice fashion, or you've got that very cool introduction that I talked about with, you know, the neat little intro music and the music that fades out as you end it, but the substance is missing. It's, you know, it's like having a wish sandwich. It's where you've got two slices of bread and you wish you had a piece of meat to go in between. You know, it's just not the same. But if you circle back to sort of what I addressed in the beginning, where I talked about, you know, the best nap, the best sweet, or best sleep, I should say. It's all about storytelling to me. That's, you know, I guess that's really what my focus has been on for a while. And it's learning how to be the best and most effective and most interesting storyteller I can be. And that's part of why I do some of these things without a script. or an outline. I just write, I just speak, I just, you know, I want to teach myself how to be better at this. So I'm starting to look at some classes and some stuff to round out my education, if you will. But that's something I'll save for a different day. So we'll leave it with that, and with one more comment that I really, you know, I know I sound, you know, like the curmudgeon of the blogosphere, and maybe I am, but sometimes I just miss the days where all we did was, you know, we blogged because we wanted to engage, we wanted to share, and we wanted to have a story to tell, and we weren't out here because we were hoping to hopefully build a brand or get a book or get the best swag. You know, it was there wasn't like the same agenda, and now it feels to me like so many bloggers have this agenda. You know, I'm going to start a dad blog because everybody's going to be so happy with the stories I tell about being a father that they're going to pay me to write a book. You know, that's nice, but sometimes, you know, it's just nice that people do it for the love of the art. Or, you know, so I think, or maybe I'm just old and jealous. Who knows? Anyhow, I'm Jack. You're not. Be thankful for that. And I'll see you around cyberspace.